do it when it's outside. You'll let the behemoth stand outside and you'll lift it up there. If a bimara I agavoi come, the I agavoi means inside. First one, I abroi means outside, so the flesh has to be inside. I agavoi elamai, bring it inside. And can bring the behemoth chun inside. So what says no, that you can't do either. Komaya chun lazori, bring it in chun lazora. You're not allowed to. Rashi says, midid lo yasav besor gavoi, you're not allowed to bring it inside the azora. So that's why a behemoth chun without a pasuk cannot have the chazor b'shoik. Hilkach lo yefsha. So pshita, there's no mitzvah to give it by behemoth chun. If so, el zeh lomli, what only the pasuk to say zeh, only the zeh l'chaim mekev, like what else? So Mora says, l'kir Rav Chizda, even for Rav Chizda's halacha. The Yom Rav Chizda says, ha-mazik matnes kuna. If somebody is mazik, the matnes kuna. Means before you give it to a kohen, you throw it into the fire, or you throw it into the yam, you mazik it. Or else somebody comes and eats it. Like you have this royal l'chaim v'kev, you set aside, you want to give it to a kohen, and either the owner or somebody else comes and eats it, or and mazik it. So l'chaim is potum l'shalim. He's potter from paying back. That's Rav Chizda's halacha. Now, gufa, what did we just learn? Omer Rav Chizda says, ha-mazik matnes kuna, somebody's mazik it, you burn it. Or shochlen potem l'shalim. My time, what's the reason? Why should it be potluch? Or you mazik somebody, why don't you have to pay? See, boy, said one teretziv, dechziv zeh. Says the posik zeh, Rashi says, the mashma b'yodim kayomis, chayib litnon. When do you have a chiyuv to give it to the kohen? When it's here. Avul einan kayom, let's say something happened, it's not here anymore, you were mazik it, you ate it, lechayiv akosah ben tashlum, the Torah doesn't say you have to pay. That's the mitzvah of zeh. Zeh means the mitzvah is only when it's here. If it's not here for any reason, then you don't have to worry about paying it. That's one reason of Rav Chizda. V'yiboyis name, another teretz is, mishum dehevel lein momim shein loy tovim. It's called momim shein loy tovim. Rashi says, ein loy bailim. There's no owner to claim the money. Any coin that will come to the mazik, come to the bailim, he has a right to say, listen, I wouldn't have given it to you, I would have given it to somebody else. So there's no coin, there's no owner that could come and claim it. But since there's no tovim, that's why you part it from pain. That's a slow roll over. Moment shein le tovim. Thomas question. Maybe we have a question. It says, v'zeyiyah mishpat ha-kahanim. This is the mishpat ha-kahanim. Malamid shah matonis din. They say this, that you have to give this real l'chaim v'kev, you have to give the matonis. It's called the din. Rashi says, dayinon nizakakin. Dayonim anazakim lehem, loitzim adayonim. Mizbezin, the force of the kahan, the yisraelim, to give it to the kohen. So who, alma, what do we see? Rashi says, kohen rishinatay, v'moitzim yodai. The first kohen that comes and says, give it to me, you'll have to give it to him. And so it's a kashin of chizdu. He says, matnes kuna yipota, because ein le tovim. Why is ein le tovim? Here we dash in malamit shamaton is din. So versus lamai hilchos. So what do you mean to say it's a din? Lav doesn't mean to say loitzim b'dayonim. That if a bezdin would, if a kohen would come to bezdin and say, I want this yisrael to give me his matonis, he would have to. You see the chur, it's a din. It is called yesh le tovim. So versus says, no, that's not what it means. It means lechol kon b'dayonim. That's all it just means. To divide them up. Rashi says, Dayonim oimu lo li Yisrael, lezeh tein hamatonis shu chavar, v'yatitin lezeh shu amamoritz. Just mean, Bezdin sometimes will tell you to which type of a coin you should give it to, and to which not. Or could Rav Shmuel ba Nachmeni, the Yomer Rav Shmuel ba Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yenisin, minan, how do I know to say, shei noisnin matona l'koin amoritz. You know that I give a matona to a coin that's an amoritz. Shneem the Pasuk says, supposed to give them matonis nura, they'll be mechazik in teres Hashem. So we dash in kol hamachzik b'teres Hashem, any kohen that's a machzik, that's a tamachochem, that does the mitzvahs, yesh loy monas, he's the one he's supposed to give the matonis to. But for Shane, the master of Hashem, a kohen that's not master of Hashem, ain't loy monas, he doesn't get a portion. So that's the pshat in this pasuk of zeh. Zeh means that Yon and Bezdin tells you which kohen to give it to and which kohen not to give it to. There are different halachas, which one yes, which one not. But it says, Tosh Shema coming here. It says, Yehudi ben Besei Roimer, Mishpat, the pasuk says, Malam, when it comes to teach us, Shehamaton is din. That the matonis is called a din. Again, Yochlai would have thought to say, Afilu chazov eshoik din, that even the chazov eshoik is also called a din. That's not the matonis of the chum, that's the matonis of the korbin. Tamlom says the word ze, no, only the matonis of chum, of zroyim, of chayim, of kei, but that's called din. And not chazov eshoik. That's what this verse says. Now let's see, lemai, what are we talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, lechokoi, to teach us which coin we should give it to, lechokoi b'dayonim, so what should be the difference? Oto chazov v'shoik la b'dayonim nechleku, like doesn't also tell you who you should give the maton of the chazov v'shoik of the korban to, it also has to only be to a chosh of a coin, not to an amoritz. So how could you make a difference? El olav isn't talking about this bryce to this din that was saying that maton is have a din to it, loitzi b'dayonim. Meaning if a kohen comes and claims it, Bezdin would give it to him. So this halach is only by the zroi v'chayim v'keva, by a korban, by a chulin, and not by a korban. But again, the kashrus you see here, by a behemoth chulin, it's a din, that we have a right, Bezdin has a right to go collect it. So Mr. Beck, no, again, halach, you know, we're talking about over here, the osu liyodu. We're talking about now that the kohen received it already. It already came to the kohen. Rashi says, oh, asking the osu liyodu the kohen. The Yachakah Gozlam, then somebody else stole it from the Kohen later. So that's called real Mamash Yeshkar Toivim. Because once the Kohen was Zeichar in it already, it's Mamashes, that's what the verse was on over here. So Marasavim Askin, the Yosli Yodi. So Marasavim question, no, Yidi Yosli Yodi, if the Yisrael already gave the Matana to the Kohen, so Marasavim question, Malamein, what do you have to tell me for? Pshita, of course it is. The Vada says, it is, why not? So Mar says the Chiddush is the Yosli Yode b'Tevlayu. Talk about that the Yisrael gave it to him when it was still like Tevil. They didn't take off. They didn't take off the Truma Samaisis yet. So let alone loved after by our Matonis here, even by Truma. So the Yosli Yode b'Tevlayu. Oksover Haytano. That matonah shaloi humu is kimi shuma damyan, even though you weren't mafresh truma yet, it's considered like it was taken off already. Rashi says kimi shuma dami v'zocha ben b'matonis sheshovim lechol hakanim mehani sechiyah im kodem avachazov v'shok einu el yeseh beisav lemhani. That's the chiddush here. Could even be by the zroi v'chaim v'keivah. Let's say Yisrael gave the whole animal to the kohen, or the kohen took the whole animal. So he has no right to keep it. He only eventually has the right to get this real l'chaim v'keva. That's the chiddush, that even though he gave it to him, but to v'layi when it was all together, still this kain is zochrin it already. Mashenkin by the zroya v'lechayai, by the chazor v'shoik, which is that's not. By the chazor v'shoik, enim elu yeseh beisav, enim blom to that beisav, to nobody else. Yeah. So that's the chiddush over here, that when the kain received it, but to v'layu, it wasn't separated yet, still he has a right to keep it. Toshma, come in here. Says Bal Habayis, Shoye Oiver Mi Mokum Lamokum. While the bust is traveling from place to place, Oiver Mi Mokum Lamokum. Vitzarech Lito Leket Shechopeya Maisaroni. And like he doesn't have money, he's traveling now, he's on the road. And it's, he has nothing to eat, he's like a poor man. Rashi says, Bal Habayis, that really wasn't Osher. He was a rich man at home. So lived of Nisal Mazonis, now on the road, he doesn't have any money with him. So now he has a right to take Leket Shikha like other Aniyim, since right now he's called an Ani. So that's called Balabai Shoy Oiva that was traveling from place to place. The Sarah Lethal, he has to take Leket Shikha Taya, Umayis Rani. So Michael, he has a right to take it now. So when he comes back home, so then Yishalom will have to pay back, because when he gets back home, then he's called rich, he'll have to pay back. So Rashi says, Alma, what do you see? Komidi dechay brachmona lemeisav leaniyim habo rishin yochlo tevayoy fuadin lamatanas kruna. Who you see, the first one, he has the right to take it. Who says, when he comes back, he has to pay back. Who do you have to pay back to? Someone said, the first one that comes to you. So you see, like by matnas aniyim, it is called yeshlo tevim. So who are the matnas kruna? Divu Rebbe Lezer. So most Omer Chizur says, no, midas chasidish shanukan, yikra din yipota. It's only if you're chosid you pay back, because otherwise it's called mom in shen latevim. It's only in the chasidis to pay back. Chasidis shanukan. Omer Rova, tona, toni yishalem, no, the brightest says you have to pay back. The Yad Demarki, you're telling me this chassidus doesn't make sense. Shonakanas, I'm moving to midas chassidus. It's mashu mikodin, you have to pay back. That's one question. For Yoit, secondly, midi Rebbe Eliezer, leikum v'leithav. Like, what do you have to cash them from Rebbe Eliezer for? He's only a yochid. What do you cash from him? Rashi misav with Rebbe Eliezer kamaisiv. Viyad Rashi like this. The question is, do you think we have to cash from Rebbe Eliezer that you have to mitzin lemeim with Rebbe Chizda mishani lo midas chasidus shanakan? No, we have the question from the rabbonin. Verse is like this. But the element of Rabbanu Moisev, your Lord Meshani Reb Chizda, yeah. So Mor says, rather, the element of Reb Lezer, the lake of Lisla, why is Kasha from Lezer? Should have brought a proof from the Rabbanu, so there's no Kasha. Ela rather, Misseif, we're asking a question from the Seif, it's like this. The Seif says like this. V'chachomam nechom say, Oni hoye b'yose shor. No, at the time when he went around collecting, he was an Oni. So at that time he had a right to eat it. So if he has a right to keep it, he doesn't have to, even when he comes home and he's rich again, he doesn't have to pay back. But the ik is why time of the onihu. Only because he was poor at that time. Ho osher, if he was rich at the time and he took it, mishalim, he has to pay back the money to the aniyim. The question is, am I, why? Lehevi kemazik matnes kun, let it be the same din like Rechid said before. If you mazik matnes kun, you should be potter. Sakam over here, if you mazik the matnes aniyim, do you say you have to pay back? Let it be like Yamazik Matnes Kuno Oishochlam, or you eat it. And the straw before was Yapotah from paying, because it's called Momim Shem Letayv, nobody could ask you for it. So it should be the same thing here by Niyim also. There's no one to come and ask you for it. Whoever wants it, you always start, give it to somebody else. So on this, Omer Chizim, Chizim says, Erechnami, Midas Chasidus Shonokan. It's only Midas Chasidus to say that if you were an Osher, you'd have to pay back. Because Mikra didn't, even though you were an usher at that time, you would not have to pay back. Because it's called a mom and shame letovim. Even though you're not supposed to take the leket shechem paya, but if you did take it, it's the same aloch of Yemazik, matnes kuna, that your potter will be the same aloch of Yemazik, matnes aniyim, also you'll be potter. It's only midas chasidus to pay back. Tashima, coming here, it says, minayim herimunola balabayis. Sheochol pay race of tefolin. The Baal HaBayis eats his peiros when it's still tevel. Yeah. Let's say he ate it. The story is he's stealing the matonis. So it says like this. Minayim Baal HaBayis shochol peiros tefolim. V'chein Levi, the same thing a Levi, shochol ma'aseres tefolim, he ate his ma'aser rishon without first taking off trumas ma'aser. Minayim, how do we know to say shepotim min ha-teshlumim? That the potter from paying back to Kain the truma that they ate. Tamlam, the pasuk says, Lo yichalu es kodshe b'nei Yisrael asher yirimu. Is ein lecho ben ele mishas harom v'yelech. The kanam only have a right to receive it after harom, after they received it. But if somebody was mazik it from them before they received it, they're potter. Mashma ho mishas harom v'yelech mi mishalim. But it's mashmir though, that once you are mafresh it though, once you set aside this to be truma, and then somebody is mazik it, then you would have to pay. The question is again, am I? Lehevi kemazik matnas kuna shoklan. Let it be like stam somebody is mazik matnas kuna, b'chidus hazi potter. See, also, even after the Yisrael was mafresh the truma, why if he eats it? Is he chayav to pay if he burns his mazik it? Why is he chayav to pay? It should also be called mam shem letoivim. We're talking about now that he already received, the coin received it already, when it was still tevel.